It's here and now. For decades, members of the Passamaquoddy tribe have issued a warning to visitors to the reservation on the coast of Maine. Don't drink the water. Residents there have long complained about its color, its smell, and tests reporting excess levels of contaminants. Recent efforts to improve the water treatment system have some members hopeful that a fix could be coming. But as Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg reports, tribal leaders see the long-term solution as a matter of tribal sovereignty.
Quantawet's Dana parks her truck beside a former church building in Robinston, Maine. She grabs a 7-gallon jug out of the truck bed, cleans it with vinegar, then sticks it underneath a trickling spring nearby.
Well, we've been getting water here for many, probably 15, 20 years.
A couple of so, decades, yeah.
Yeah, the community has been coming here, and before, this was a church, and everybody just came to get the water here. And
Dana says ever since she can remember, tribal members, whose reservation is about 10 miles south of here, either used water from this spring or purchased bottled water at the store for drinking, cooking, even brushing teeth. It's because the water coming out of their tap at home was often discolored and smelled bad.
Growing up, my parents always said, don't drink the water, the water's not good for you. And so I have a childhood memory of always looking for different well places to go to, and we would go and fill our jugs and bring them home, and that was always a rule in my house. My parents would never drink the water. I was so used to living it that it becomes a part of your life.
The problem, say residents, is the source of the tribe's water, nearby Boyden Lake. The lake is full of a lot of organic matter and requires substantial treatment. And while local officials point to samples saying the water is safe, several recent test results show that it's repeatedly exceeded federal limits on trihalomethanes. Those are contaminants resulting from the disinfection process that federal authorities suggest may increase cancer risk and liver and kidney problems.
It's an extraordinarily hard situation to stomach. It's something that most Americans would never tolerate.
Corey Hinton is a Passamaquoddy tribal member and lawyer who's been working on the issue.
But it happens to communities in socially disadvantaged places, whether it's indigenous communities, poor urban communities, or other parts of rural America. There's just such a need for water infrastructure in our country. And we are, unfortunately, the prime example of why that's needed.
Pleasant Point Chief Maggie Dana says the tribe has been looking at different solutions for years, but the COVID-19 pandemic only increased that urgency, especially for elders who couldn't travel. So Plantawes Dana and other staffers from Wabanaki Public Health and Wellness designed a color-coded system to ensure that elders had water during the pandemic. Each day, elders have put colored pieces of paper along their windows. When the paper is yellow, it means that they need something. Dana will knock on their door, check what they need, then bring supplies back. Much of the time, it's water.
So I'm lugging at least 100 gallons a week, sometimes more, sometimes less, but I'm still trying to reach people in the community if you need water. So I'm hoping that I'll start lugging more water for people.
While the system has worked as a short-term fix, the tribe is pursuing several other solutions. A new well with a hand pump is being developed on the reservation at a local site. A potential project with MIT could also bring filters into tribal members' homes. And the state and tribal leaders are partnering to fund a new carbon filtration system at the Passamaquoddy Water District's treatment plant.
So that's our solution.
But to create a long-term solution, tribal leaders like Chief Maggie Dana say major changes are needed to laws governing tribal sovereignty, including the Maine Indian Claim Settlement Act of 1980. Chief Dana says if legislative changes to restore tribal sovereignty are passed, it would be easier for the tribe to acquire lands to use as water sources.
It just seems like over and over the pattern is we're restricted, just like the Settlement Act, and you know, it just holds us all back. And in this case, it affects our people, you know, their health, everything.
A measure that would expand the sovereignty of Maine's tribes has been carried over to the next legislative session. As she finishes loading a jug of water into her pickup truck, Plantawes Dana says she's encouraged by the new efforts. But she says after years of tribal members being unsure about their water quality, it could take a while for them to believe that it's safe to drink.
But I think there'll be some trust once, you know, they see the reports and they know that it's certified by our own people. And I think we'll get there. It's going to take a long time. I didn't think I would see it in my lifetime, but now I have hope for that.
For Here and Now, I'm Robbie Feinberg.